Okay, the semifinals go this weekend. We'll start in the East Division first, and you're keeping an eye on the running backs in BC and Hamilton.
Yeah, these are two of the better pass defenses in the CFL, ranked second and third, respectively, with BC and Hamilton. For these two teams to win, they need to run the ball well. And Sutton and Green, they're really good in between the tackle running backs, and they need to find the holes in the defense, two defenses that aren't quite as good at stopping the run as they are the pass. So I really like what Sutton's done since being traded from Montreal to BC. He's got some fresh legs because he hasn't had the usual workload that he's had throughout his CFL career. And the Lions, with those two big tackles that they have on the outside, they've sort of been able to rediscover that ground game. So going on the road in tough weather against Hamilton, that's going to be big. And I love Alex Green. He's just been so productive. Him running for the Ticats, he needs to find the end zone in this game for Hamilton to win and also make an impact in the receiving game, because we know the injuries that the Ticats have at receiver, where they could be leaning on Terrell Sinkfield and another newcomer in Braylon Addison outside of Luke Tasker to catch the ball this week.
And the second game happens in Regina. That happens to be where you are, as you just finished with Ryder practice. And everyone's talking about the quarterback. So tell us what's going on with Zach Caleros, Jeff.
It is freezing here, by the way. I still can't get the cold out of me. Zach didn't take too many reps today. It was mostly Brandon Bridge and a little bit of David Watford. We also know that Drew Tate was standing around there a little bit, but not much of a participant there. Chris Jones, we know that he likes to play mind games. He didn't call it mind games, of course, when we asked him, but he seems to say that Zach is fine. There's definitely the element of surprise, though, that he wants here, because we know that Zach Caleros and Brandon Bridge, whatever the status of Zach's health is, those two guys are very different quarterbacks. So whoever ends up playing, if the Bombers don't know, it's going to make a really big difference in the game, right? The element of surprise.
Can the Riders win without Zach Caleros?
I think they can. I think they can. And Zach's been so up and down this year. The strength of the Riders is their defense. Their defense is just so good from every possible aspect. I really do think they can. They're going to run the ball a lot. It's going to be Cameron Marshall in between the tackles. Look for him to get 20-plus carries. Marcus Thigpen can spell him. He's got fresh legs, hasn't played in a few weeks. They're going to play safe. They're going to have a safe offense. Don't turn the ball over and lean on your defense to make that big play and change the game.
I know it's very cliche, because in playoff football, we talk about controlling the line of scrimmage and obviously winning the turnover battle, but you're really keeping your eye on this Bomber O-line for Winnipeg to have success.
Yeah, and they've had three All-Stars just named, and that is the one group that's sort of been able to play together all season. You don't see that around the league very often, right? A healthy O-line that's had the same five guys. And just talking to, I was in Winnipeg a couple of days ago, talking to Mike O'Shea, talking to Matt Nichols about it, and they talk about nonverbal cues, which is what you need going into a raucous crowd like we're going to see at Mosaic. And those guys know each other so well that it may not make a huge difference for them in what they're able to do. So that's a huge advantage that Winnipeg has. They need to lean on their front five as far as running the ball, getting Andrew Harris a hole up the middle, which we've seen at times this year against the Riders, and also giving Matt Nichols a little bit of time away from those dominant rush ends, Willie Jefferson and Charleston Hughes.
Okay, two more for Jeff Creever from CFL.ca. Just on those two games, Jeff, who do you like in both to advance on Sunday?
Ah, picks. That's tough, because they're both really tough. Tough games to call, almost pick them, I believe, if you look at the actual spreads. I like the Riders in Regina. I feel a lot of good energy around this team, and with them being at home, I think that's going to be the biggest difference. This is their first playoff game at Mosaic Stadium, so there's an eagerness there. And the progression of this defense over the last couple of years since Chris Jones has taken over, he has the guys he needs now to make this defense work and to do things his way. We remember them winning the Grey Cup with the Edmonton Eskimos and the pieces he had there. It's finally gotten to that point. So I think this team is ready to make a deep run. And in the other game, it's closer for me, but I'm still going with Hamilton. I just think the Ticats, they were able to rest some bodies in that last game. And I want to see what Mazzoli can do. I like some of the pieces they've still got with the Ticats there. And that pass defense as well should be able to make things really difficult for Travis Lule. And the Lions having to travel all the way to the East Coast, where it's, a 10 o'clock in the morning game for them on their clock. I know they're trying to go a little bit early to get used to the time change, but yeah, it doesn't fare well historically for teams in that situation.
Yeah, I just went and looked it up, by the way. Hamilton, 1.5 favorites. The Riders are 2.5 favorites. So you're right. It's pretty much a pick 'em in both of them.